Hello and good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates, your host for the Week in Reverse Speed Show. In 12th of January 2018, gee whiz, it just seems like yesterday we celebrated New Year. This year's going to go so fast, it's amazing. A lot of interesting stuff happening this year, because I'm off to America in 2 weeks, spending time with my fiancée Monica. And then going to spend some time with Jeff in Oregon. I was going to do a lecture, but I've decided against it. Just a casual private trip this week. This trip, I'll be there for 6 weeks, and then we come back. I'm getting a report on. Oh dear, I have a problem with my microphone. I've got a report on my microphone. That the microphone is not working properly. That would be just right. Yes, it is. Oh, dear. Okay. All right. We have a problem with my microphone here. Sorry about that, folks. All right. Let me go and disconnect from this computer and go and connect up on another one. I'm sorry about technical problems like this. I will be back with you in 1 second. Okay, all right, we're back with a decent mic now. Sorry about that, folks. All right, are you hearing me all okay now? I'm sure that we're all working well now. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speed Show, and we had a little bit of technical difficulties there. In order to resolve that, I've got to reboot my computer, so we will do that right now. Okay, all right, so anyway, going to America in January. In February, sorry. Then we're coming back. We're going on a camping trip with the kids to Ayers Rock. That's a big rock right in the centre of Australia, if you know what I'm referring to. Okay. And then after that, we've got the wedding on June 16th. We're having a day workshop after the wedding. So if you're going to come along to the wedding, you're welcome to come to the day workshop. It's totally free. Everything's free on the wedding weekend. We're going to have a guest speaker, Alan Taylor, will be joining us for the workshop, coming all the way from Seattle. He's going to talk about his work with subliminals and its connection to reverse speech. So that's all very good. And, so there we go. That's this year pretty well gone. And there'll be a lot of exciting things for reverse speech too. The iPhone app should be out in a week. That's almost ready. And then we're getting straight onto the Android app after that. And so all things going well. We'll have some new apps out. So probably next week for the new iPhone app. For those whose app has expired, is no longer working on their current version, we have a brand new version for you. So that's all very good. All right, my guest in the second hour is a reverse speech analyst, Sean Smith. He's got some updates on the McCann reversals. So we will be looking at them. We looked at them a couple of weeks ago, if you remember correctly. The reversals on the McCanns and their missing daughter. But for today, we're going to go back to the archives, as I have been doing for quite some time now, and we are going to look at reversals from the archives. We're looking at July of 2017 right now, and we're going to start with, this is a police dispatch at the scene of Justine Diamond killing. So here is the forwards here. And this reversal says, Lucifer, buy us now. Huh. You know, Lucifer is an interesting metaphor in reverse speech. It doesn't come up very often. The way I understand it is it's Satan in his pre-fallen version when he was the angel, in charge of a third of God angels, Lucifer. And, of course, the legend goes he fell down from heaven and became Satan. the enemy of God, allegedly. But Lucifer seems to refer to the pre-fallen version of Satan. Anyway, here's another one. Let's play this one forwards. And this reversal says, now worries, they are proof. Well, the reversal's there. I'm not too sure what it means, though. Let's listen to the forwards again. And here's the reversal. Now worries, they are proof. All right, now I've got word that you're not hearing the reversals. I seem to be playing with the technical problems tonight. Let me play the forwards again. I'll get a report back whether you're actually hearing it. And backwards, now worries, they are proof. Okay, I don't know whether you're hearing that audio. I hope you are. No, I'm told you're not hearing a thing. Well, I wonder what's happened to my audio tonight. This is very frustrating. Let's have a look and at my audio settings here. Oh, I see. It's a microphone in. Let's have a look. Gee, that's two computers that's happened to. Let's play it again. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be hearing that. I'm watching the levels go up and down. Well, that's very strange. It all seems to be working here. Let's play the forwards again. Well, I'm watching the levels go up and down on my Skype here, and you're not hearing the audio, not hearing the reversals. Well, that's the strangest damnedest thing. See her so sad. Here's the reversals. Oh, yeah. That's clear. That is clear. I don't know why you wouldn't be hearing that, because I'm watching the levels go up and down on Skype. What on earth is going on here? Let's play it again. All right, well, I'm getting reports back that you're not hearing the reversals. Well, that's the strangest thing, because I'm watching the levels go up and down on my Skype as I play the reversals. And my other computer's still rebooting, and it's doing an automatic update. That really annoys you. When you're in a hurry, it decides to do an automatic update. So, if you're not hearing the reversals, then I guess I should be talking a little bit until my other computer can reboot and then just start back up again. I don't know why you wouldn't be hearing the reversals. It all looks fine here. Very, very strange stuff. All right, okay. So let's wait till this computer reboots. If you want to call in and talk to me while I'm trying to resolve my audio problems here, the callback number, let me see if I can put my hands on it quickly, is, and of course, now that I have called it up, I can't find it. That's typical. I'm looking back here through my nose to try and find the calling number. All right, 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to me, it's 844-769-2944. So we'll see if if you want to call in. Because right now I'm waiting for my other computer to boot, and I don't know why the reversals are not playing on this computer. It's all very strange. So, because like I say, I'm watching the levels go up and down. Let's play it again, see if you can hear this. The reversals see her so sad. Well, I don't know. According to me, that's going out. I'm watching the levels go up and down as I play it. Well, how strange is that? But no one's hearing them. Well, that's the strangest thing. All right, we'll wait till my other computer reboots and we'll give it a shot. It's, like I said, it's doing an automatic update right in the middle of a radio show. I wish Apple would give you an option whether to do the update now or not. They just do it no matter what you're doing. It's very, very frustrating. I've had to do automatic updates in between clients sometimes. I've got a client in a minute, and Windows goes and does an automatic update, and it throws your computer all out of whack. Someone should tell Windows that they need to give an option whether to accept the update now or not. That would make things a whole lot easier. Okay, what else is going on in reverse speech? Well, session work is going on very well. I have an active client. I have about 20 clients I'm working with right now. So I'm fairly busy in my own private practice. We work with a whole range of issues, from physical problems to psychological issues. Money blocks tends to be a lot of the issues I work with, the people who have blocks in making money or success. Blocks for their own success in their own business. Reverse speech tells me that the unconscious mind creates all these sorts of sabotage patterns and blockages, and it's a lot of this stuff we inherit from kids. Reverse speech talks about curses being handed down from generation to generation, and these curses are dysfunctional metaphors that are handed down from father from parents to child, and then child to their children. And so a lot of what is known as family curses are actually so. It's a dysfunctional metaphor that carries the behavior and the personality traits that are handed down from person to person. We've actually traced children adopting the metaphor of their parents and then adopting that behavior. And so genetics is not just a matter of DNA inheriting traits. It's inheriting unconscious traits and personality traits. And these are all encoded in the metaphors themselves. And so when we're working with metaphors in the meta walks that I do in session work, then we're actually working with the personality traits and the behavior patterns. And if you haven't tried session work yet, then please give it a shot. You will be absolutely amazed at the changes that you see, and the way your life will improve. I get just amazing results working with the clients on session work. If you're interested in session work, you can give me a call, and the number is 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. The next training class starts on April the 21st. This class is already halfway full. If you ever thought about taking training, now's the time to do it. Get in. Prices are going up next year. I almost increased them this year, but I decided not to. I'll leave them at the same level for another year. But in 2019, prices for training and session work will be going up. So get in early. Get in 2018. Take the April 21st training class. If you want to have a new career or make a difference to the world, reverse speech will certainly do that and let you have your impact felt. Tough work training to be an analyst. A lot of time is going to be spent sitting at the desk with your headphones on, listening to reversals. There's a lot of homework to be done in the training class. I like to suggest students spend 15 hours a week doing tapes and doing their homework. You know, it's like any skill. If you put in the time, then you'll learn it. Some people complain that they have to spend 15 hours a week on homework, but, I mean, if you're doing any, if you're learning any course in anything, you've got to spend time doing homework. That's how you learn, by practice and repetition. I watch students gradually improve as the months go on. You see their reversals improve from being barely gibberish until being nice, clean, clear reversals. Very difficult to find the actual genuine reversals amongst the gibberish. There's a lot of half words and sounds that sound like words, and the genuine reversals themselves come out about once every 15 or 20 seconds. And they're quite obvious when you hear them. They jump out of the gibberish and they have this nice melodic sing-song tone to them. Very obvious and very apparent. But it takes a while to trust your instincts to find those actual gen reversals and not document the gibberish. And that's what training does for you. It teaches you how to ignore the gibberish and document what is actually there. A calling number is 844-769-2944, toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. Call in and have your say, whilst my computer is rebooting, and it's going through its second reboot, installing automatic updates. Gee, that's frustrating. That's so frustrating. I wish they wouldn't do that. Anyway. That's Apple. That's what they do. Not Apple. Microsoft. What am I talking about? I'm not with Apple. I'm with Microsoft. PC. PC. Windows. Automatic updates. So there you go. So. All right. My talk, waiting for the computer to reboot, my talk about some of the paranormal phenomena that surround reverse speech. And the most obvious of it being a production of odors. I've talked about this on the radio show before. But there seems to be this curious manifestation of odours around reverse speech session work. And not just session work, just in general life. It doesn't happen very often nowadays, but when I had my practice in San Diego, it was strong and prolific. This was like 20 years ago now. We were to have odours appearing in the office, often directly related to the issue that we were working on at the time. It was quite amazing how it would always occur. And so strong were the odors that we had to go and fan out the office in between clients to get rid of the odors. We actually bought a big fan to clear the office out. And the next client would come in, and depending on the issue, another odor would manifest. And that happened very intently for a couple of years when I had my practice in San Diego. This was back in the late 90s. And then when I moved back to Australia, the instances of them disappeared. Oh, they still occur occasionally, but not very often. They've died off, and I haven't had an odor now for two or three years. Occasionally, I'll still get them when I'm doing session work with clients. I remember a client I was working on recently for cigarette smoking, and whilst we were doing his reversals, my whole office was filled with this strong smell of cigarette smoke, because I don't smoke. I gave up in the early 90s, so 25 years ago since I've been smoking, so it wasn't me, and I don't allow smoking in my house, so it was coming from somewhere. One of those amazing manifestations of odours, quite incredible stuff. I remember one time when Jeff and I were driving past our old burnt-out house. Of course, you'll all know the story of the house fire. And we were driving past our burnt-out house, and the van was filled. I was driving a van at the time. The van was filled with this pungent smell of fresh house fire. Smoke, the acrid smoke, really quite amazing. Got no explanation for the odours that occur around reverse speech. I have a theory. Reverse speech says that our sense of smell is a very strong sense, and we are transmitting and receiving odors all the time on an unconscious level, and we are perceiving them unconsciously. And so what my theory is that what reverse speech is doing is bringing to consciousness what is unconscious. It's allowing us to access those hidden senses that we all have that are unconscious. And there's a lot more than just our five senses. They're the only senses that are conscious. We are transmitting and receiving odors all the time on an unconscious level. Reverse speech says that we are also transmitting and receiving energy. It calls this energy sound, and it is transferred through the whirlwind. And the whirlwind being a very common metaphor in reverse speech, refers to the energy or life force. We are all surrounded by our own individual whirlwind, and we are connected to a universal whirlwind, which is joins a whole planet together. And my computer is still rebooting. It's been sitting on 100% complete for the last 10 minutes now, and I don't know what it's doing. Very, very frustrating. I hope I can get it fixed in time for my guest tonight. And this afternoon, sorry. My guest in half an hour is Sean Smith, and we're going to be looking at some updates on the Madeleine McCann reversals, on the McCanns, Jerry and whatever his wife is name. I can't think of a name now. So we've had a lot of requests for the McCann reversal, so hopefully you will be happy with what we come up with, if my computer will reboot in time. There's our break. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
believe we're back. Okay, my other computer's rebooted. Now it's asking me to update Skype. Unbelievable. All right, I just clicked no. That gave me an option to say no. All right, let me just disconnect for this computer and I'll be straight back. Okay, all right, we are back. Now, let me see if I've got the right options on my audio now. All right, I think you should be able to hear reversals now, so let me play this, see if you can hear this forwards.
I would like the public to look into these matters, perhaps. I think they bear investigation. I think deaths are a serious matter.
Okay, are we hearing reversals now?
Mr. Brandon Wiseman was a friend of a friend. My friend told me to stay safe, and Mr. Brandon Wiseman passed away.
Okay, looks like we're working. Excellent. So this reversal says, see her so sad.
See her so sad.
That's nice and clear.
See her so sad. See her so sad.
Okay, looks like we've fixed our audio problems. Here's that first reversal played about Lucifer. This is a police dispatch. Let's play this.
505, requesting response, guys, because we have squads tied up with this shooting.
And this one says, Lucifer, buy us now.
Lucifer, buy us now. Lucifer, buy us now.
Lucifer, buy us now. There we go. So, Lucifer, buy us now. And here we have a former CIA agent that talks about Kushner's safety.
Of a Russian ambassador who's speaking to a U.S. official. That U.S. official is an American.
This one says, selling that bullshit.
So we add bullshit.
So we add bullshit. So we add bullshit.
Actually, that reversal's not very clear, that one. All right, let's try another one here.
The question is, if we had gone, when I joined the agency and my friends, if we had gone through the process for a clearance and this were disclosed later, would we have been given a clearance?
This one says, their families today.
Their families again.
Oh, yeah.
Their families again. Their families again.
That is going to be what we called masked in the document. In other words, it says the Russian ambassador is talking to U.S. person number one without naming that person. Someone like Susan Rice is going to look at this and say, I want to know who the Russian ambassador is talking about regarding, for example, American sanctions against Russia.
This one says, yes, Pacific.
Yes, Pacific.
Oh, that's clear.
Yes, Pacific. Yes, Pacific.
Yep, all right, okay. And here's Jeff Sessions talking about wanting cops to seal criminal assets.
Civil asset forfeiture is a key tool that helps law enforcement defund organized crime.
This is signing off and I'll feed them.
Signing off and I'll feed them.
Huh.
Signing off and I'll feed them. Signing off and I'll feed them.
Not too sure what that reversal would mean in context. Let's play the forwards again.
Civil asset forfeiture is a key tool that helps law enforcement defund organized crime.
It's signing off and I'll feed them.
Signing off and I'll feed them.
Huh.
Signing off and I'll feed them. Signing off and I'll feed them.
Its meaning is obscure. What can I say? All right, here's John Brennan, former director of CIA, bashing Donald Trump.
He said it's an honor to meet President Putin, an honor to meet the individual who carried out the assault against our election. To me, it was a dishonorable thing to say.
And this one says our snake was a fighter.
Our snake was a fighter.
Huh.
Our snake was a fighter. Oh, snake, it was a fighter.
Now, snake, it was a fighter. Snake, deception, cunning, devious. Fighting, self-preservation. Now, snake, it was a fighter. They're being deceptive and cunning and conniving is what that reversal tells me. Okay. And here's John Brennan again, talking about Trump collusion with Russia, allegedly.
It may have come across our screen. We may have intelligence on it. I'm just not personally aware of a lot of the information that the CIA had collected.
This one says, if I had the nukes.
If I had the nukes.
If I had the nukes. If I had the nukes.
All right. Here is Justin Trudeau pleading allegiance to the Queen.
I, Justin P.J. Trudeau, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I shall be a true and faithful servant to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
This one says, heal the lawsuit.
Heal the lawsuit.
Heal the lawsuit. Heal the lawsuit.
Does anyone have any information on lawsuits in to do with Justin Trudeau? I don't know. That's interesting. All right, here's General Mattis saying ISIS is losing power. This is in July of 2017. ISIS has been virtually defeated since the first year that Trump's been in office, and they've been decimated. All right, here's the forwards.
Since January, it is returning to normal with businesses reopening.
This one says, deploy you, this is it.
Deploy you, this is it.
Deploy you, this is it. Deploy you, this is it.
And that's exactly what he's done. He's deployed troops to fight ISIS. This is, of course, General Mattis, Defense Secretary. And deploy you, this is it. This is it. The battle is set. So here we go. Deploy you, this is it.
Deploy you, this is it.
Deploy you, this is it. Deploy you, this is it.
Yep, no problems at all. All right, next one along on Mattis.
And eradicate their ability to recruit and finance terrorist operations.
And this reversal says he delivered.
He delivered.
He delivered. He delivered.
It's tough to say who the he is. I'm presuming he's referring to Trump, and Trump has delivered on his promises to defeat ISIS. That's the only thing I can say. Okay, here's another one.
East Mosul, as you know, has fallen after tough fighting by the Iraqi security forces.
This one says, need a blank, your final off.
Need a fuck, your final off.
Huh.
Need a fuck, your final off. Need a fuck, your final off.
Interesting that the F word comes up in reverse speech quite a lot. It's a fairly common word in reverse. I hear it many times. Sometimes on the most devout people who would never use that word forwards, they are horrified to find it in their reversals. Very common word. Here we go. Okay, next one along. Mattis talking about ISIS losing power.
West Mosul, in accordance with tactics changed by President Trump, is surrounded and our Iraqi partners are in a stiff fight.
This one says, we power on it then, Iris.
We power on it, then Iris.
We power on it, then Iris.
Sorry, we power on it, then Iris.
We power on it, then Iris.
We power on it, then Iris. We power on it, then Iris.
Then Iris. We found the meaning of that. It's a computer software, hacking software, I think, if I remember correctly. Here's McMaster talking about funding terrorists.
Funding has to be cut off to these madrasas and mosques that are fomenting hatred and intolerance.
This one says they're shaking them off.
They're shaking them off.
Ooh, that's not very clear.
They're shaking them off.
It's there.
They're shaking them off.
Yeah, it's there. It's just a little bit unclear. All right, here we have another one. This is McMaster's again.
And so in a concern about divulging intelligence, they leaked actually not just the information from the meeting, but also indicated the sources and methods to a newspaper. I mean, it doesn't make sense, George.
And this one says, let's define that's a source.
This is the source.
This is the source. This is the source.
Huh. Let's define. Talk about it. Clearly, narrow the threat down, understand it more. And here he is, McMaster, talking about the Trump-Putin meeting.
Well, I'm not going to divulge more of that meeting. Those meetings, as you know, are supposed to be privileged. They're supposed to be confidential. They're supposed to allow the president and other leaders to have frank exchanges.
And this one says, shall I feed this officer?
Shall I feed this officer?
Yeah, that one wasn't very clear either. So we got a few little unclear reversals here. All right, okay. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders accusing the Clintons.
Campaign chairman's brother lobbied against sanctions on Russia's largest bank and failed to report it. I think if we're looking at Russia relations with anybody, it would be directly with the Clintons.
This one says yes, negative.
Yes, negative.
Yes, negative.
Yes, negative.
Yeah, well, I guess that she's negative about the Clintons, I would say. Oh, here, I don't know who this guy is, Shane Dawson, talking about subliminal messages.
Change things in your life. I'm going to be trying it. Subliminal messaging could be used for good. It also could be used for bad. But either way, it is very, very real. Well, there you guys go. Subliminal messages are very real, and they can be used for positives.
This one says, democracy, you're making it. I wear a cross.
Democracy, you're making it. Well, you're wearing a cross.
I'll be bothered.
Democracy, you're making it. Well, you're wearing a cross.
It's all there.
Democracy, you're making it. Well, you're wearing a cross.
Wonder what the cross is. Democracy, you're making it. I wear a cross. What's this got to do with subliminal messages? Here, let's run the forwards again.
Change things in your life. I'm going to be trying it. Subliminal messaging could be used for good. It also could be used for bad. But either way, it is very, very real. Well, there you guys go. Subliminal messages are very real, and they can be used for positives.
This one is democracy. You're making it. I wear a cross.
Democracy, you're making it. Well, you're wearing a cross.
Democracy, you're making it. Well, you're wearing a cross.
Okay, all right. And we will move on to the next one. This is Tillerson talking about Russia-U.S. relations.
It's a really important relationship. How do we start making this work? How do we...
This one says, ocean, we can cross.
Ocean, we can cross.
Ocean, we can cross.
Yeah, well, I guess we can cross the ocean divide between us, is the only thing I could say. Is Tillerson talking about Syria?
But it was, well, we went another hour after she came in to see us, so clearly she failed.
This one says, I shall hit him.
I shall hit him.
I shall hit him.
Yeah, all there. Okay, all there. All right, next one along is Tillerson again.
Live with one another. How do we work with one another? We simply have to find a way to go forward. And I think that was expressed over and over, multiple times.
And this one says, he'll miss you.
He'll miss you.
Huh.
He'll miss you. He'll miss you.
Nice and clear reversal. I'll play it again.
He'll miss you.
He'll miss you. He'll miss you.
Yep, okay. All right. Nice and clear. That's how I like them. Nice and clear. Here's Tony Blair talking about taking full responsibility for Iraq war.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology that you may ever know or can believe.
This one says, burn them.
Burn them.
Wow.
Burn them. Burn them.
That one's nice and clear, isn't it? Burn them. Here he is again.
It's claimed by some that by removing Saddam, we caused the terrorism today in the Middle East, and that it would have been better to have left them in power. I profoundly disagree. Saddam was himself a wellspring of terror, a continuing threat to peace and to his own people.
And this one says, Iraq, they're slow, foresee some matters. Huh, because Mattis, Defense Secretary Mattis. Huh, it's all there. Yeah, okay, all there. All right. Name in reverse. All right, here's Trump talking about whether he would use nukes or not.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
Liz Reversal says, get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
In other words, he would use nukes. He'd be sad using them. It's like a necessary evil, but he would use them. Get the gun, you're sad. Here, let's run that one again. Here's the forwards.
There's a whole lot of talk about that, and that's a bad thing, not a good thing. The last person to use nuclear would be Donald Trump.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad.
Get the gun, you're sad. Get the gun, you're sad.
Yeah, very obvious reversal. I'm actually going to save that in my reversal folder, Lex Reversals, because I think that's an important one. Oh, it's already there. Okay, all right. Okay, so let's go and look at our next reversal here. Here's Trump in Poland.
America loves Poland, and America loves the Polish people. Thank you.
And this one says, we give hope.
We get hope.
We get hope. We get hope.
Yeah, there we go. And here we have another one.
It is a profound honor to stand in this city by this monument to the Warsaw Uprising.
This is a soul with it.
A soul with it.
A soul with it. A soul with it.
Yeah. Let's play the forwards again. I want to get a context on this one again.
It is a profound honor to stand in this city by this monument to the Warsaw Uprising.
Huh. And a soul with it.
A soul with it.
Talk about the monument.
A soul with it. A soul with it.
The soul of the Warsaw Rising is in the monument. Okay, here's the next one. Trump in Poland.
President Duda and I have just come from an incredibly successful meeting with the leaders participating in the Three C's initiative.
This one says, British in it, cease.
British in it, cease.
Huh.
British in it, cease. British in it, cease.
Does he want the Brits to get their hands off Poland? Let's listen to the forwards again.
President Duda and I have just come from an incredibly successful meeting with the leaders participating in the Three C's initiative.
And British in it cease.
British in it cease.
British in it cease. British in it cease.
Yep, okay. And here we have another one.
Poland is the geographic heart of Europe, but more importantly, in the Polish people, we see the soul of Europe.
This one says, bury the loss of these.
Bury the loss of these.
Huh.
Bury the loss of these.
Nice and clear.
Bury the loss of these.
Huh. Let's listen to the forwards again.
Poland is the geographic heart of Europe. But more importantly, in the Polish people, we see the soul of Europe.
And bury the loss of these.
Bury the loss of these.
Bury the loss of these.
Huh.
Bury the loss of these.
What, people who died in the uprisings? I don't know. Bury the loss of these. Here we have another one.
And American patriots fought side by side in our War of Independence and in many wars that followed. Our soldiers still serve together today in Afghanistan and Iraq.
This one says, find the edited.
Find the edited.
Huh.
Find the edited. Find the edited.
Not too sure what that would mean. Here we have another one.
God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
And backwards he says, sell God.
Sell
night. Sell night. Sell
night. Yep, there we go. Sell God. I guess that's what he's doing. And here he is from his weekly address.
And a new national pride is sweeping across our land.
This says, bring abuse.
Bring abuse.
Huh.
Bring abuse.
Bring abuse.
Okay, there we go. All right. Oh, geez, the only one I got for July. What happened to July? Yes. Huh. Well, we have two files. Oh, well, okay, so move on to August. This is August 2018. Here we talk about, here's Julian Assange talking about Hillary and Saudis funding ISIS.
There's a early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Wow. And he says, I know that's honest.
I know that's honest.
Oh, boy.
I know that's honest.
Wow.
I know that's honest.
That's actually quite a significant reversal.
Early 2014 email.
Here's the forwards again.
From Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Okay, so he's accusing the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar funding ISIS. And backwards, I know that's honest.
I know that's honest.
I know that's honest. I know that's honest.
That's actually quite a damning reversal, isn't it? Wow. All right. Here's the same context.
That email, it states that ISIS, is funded.
Okay, that's the same forwards and backwards. It's they buried us. Help.
They buried us. Help.
Wow.
They buried us. Help.
I'll be bothered.
They buried us.
Well, this is putting the whole responsibility for ISIS on the Saudi Arabian government. That's pretty intense. And the reversals would seem to verify that at least he believes what he's saying is true. He's telling a true story. Wow. Here's Hillary talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz testifying against her.
Words can have tremendous consequences.
And backwards, she says, set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Huh.
Set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Set an ambush by an ex-girl.
Yeah, well, she's being ambushed by an ex-girl, isn't she? All right, here's Loretta Lynch refusing to answer questions at a congressional hearing.
At no point during my tenure at the DNC was I contacted by the FBI, DHS, or any government agency, or alerted or made aware that they believed that the Russians, an enemy state, was intruding on our network. At no point. And I am a member of Congress who had the ability to sit down and be briefed in a classified setting.
This one says, and it's killed me.
And it's feared me.
Huh.
And it's feared me.
And it's feared me.
Don't know what she would mean by that, and it's killed me. Okay, here's McCain after surgery attacking Russia.
And I hope to impress on you again that it is an honor to serve the American people.
And this one says, I'll beat the crime, reverse, I'll punish it.
I'll beat the crime, reverse, and I'll punish it.
Wow, it's clear.
I'll beat the crime, reverse.
Okay, I'll beat the crime reverse and I'll punish it.
I'll beef me crime reverse and I'll punish it. I'll beef me crime reverse and I'll punish it. I'll
beef me crime
reverse and
yeah, nice and clear. All right, okay. Here is another one, McCain again.
We would be glad to try to fix it, but it has to, because it was based on a flawed premise that I just described to you.
He's talking about Obamacare, and here he says, so jealous.
She's jealous.
She's jealous.
Huh.
She's jealous.
Don't know why he would be jealous. Anyway, there's our break, folks. We'll be back right after this.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go.
As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rents.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rents.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it.